morning, church. Welcome to today's devotional. Today I'm going to be summing up our last woman of the Bible as we've just studied these incredible women and the lessons we've learned from them. And today I want to focus on Mary Magdalene. Here was a woman plagued by demons, so trapped in her evil, and yet Jesus came and rescued her. He showed her what love was all about, that unconditional, non-judgmental, that redeeming love that came and set her free. But my favorite part of Mary Magdalene's story is after Jesus' death, we saw her weep at the cross. She had lost Jesus, her Savior. And we had seen him being beaten and bruised, where he wasn't even recognized. And she had to watch him be buried and laid in that tomb. And when Jesus is resurrected and he's in the garden and Mary has come to put oils and spices on his body, he comes to her and she thinks he's the gardener. But the moment he says her name, Mary, she recognizes Jesus. And that just is such a wonderful story for me, because in John 10 verse 27, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." I want to know, just like Mary, no matter what the circumstances look around me, no matter what the view of God is that I have, when he calls my name, when he says, Dee, I want to follow him. I want to see him in his fullness. I want to know who he is and what he has for me. And I pray that that is for you today, my friend, that when he calls you, when he says your name personally, that something inside you will awaken, just like Mary Magdalene, and you will recognize him as your Savior, your Redeemer, your Helper, your Waymaker, all those things that he did for us on the cross. Won't you listen to him this morning? Won't you hear him call that intimate name, just like he did with Mary, and know that he sees you, he hears you, and he wants that intimate relationship with you. Won't you subscribe to us, like us on Facebook or on YouTube, because we just love having you part of our family. Church, won't you remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.